This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you really want to get my goat, what really makes me mad is when you put somebody in between a rock and a hard place where they can't say one thing or they can't say the other. Or they have to choose between two things, and no matter what, they're going to get themselves in trouble. It's like asking, you know, your husband, all right, do I look fat? That's the worst thing to do. Because, you know, does he be honest? Does he lie? He's in trouble no matter what. And so I never say that to my husband. You know, what I'll say is, you know, does this outfit allow the illusion that I might have lost a couple ounces? This way it gives him a, you know, yes or no, and he gets off easy. Well, we have something that is really making people nervous in California. As Bill, I think it's AB 2098, has passed, in that a California doctor will lose their license if they disseminate or spread misinformation or disinformation regarding COVID. Now, some of you might be like, well, yeah, yay. Yeah, that sounds good. Nobody should be spreading disinformation, right? Okay. Oh, I mean, on the outset, this is why you got to be careful with laws. On the outset, you're like, okay, nobody should tell you that losing blood is fine, that you could lose 9 pints of blood and nothing happens to you. That's misinformation. But when somebody says, look, guys, our natural immunity is going to be important to preserve during this, and the vaccines might not protect you 100%, that was considered misinformation. Doctors got in trouble. But that's the real science. And so doctors are going, well, wait a second, what the hell? What do I say? Well, look at what happened with masks. Fauci said what we all felt. Guys, it's a barrier, but what you're wearing, these cloth masks, not going to do that much. These surgical masks might help a little bit, but you really need a good fitting mask. You know, this virus is going to outsmart the masks. Then he changed and said, supporting the mandate, supporting the masks. But then the CDC, a year or two later, said, you know, guys, some of these cloth masks aren't working. So when I had said that the cloth masks weren't working, that was considered misinformation when it wasn't. So to me, if somebody says, Dahlia, what is misinformation for COVID? If you asked me, now I wouldn't take away anybody's license, but if you asked me, anybody saying that if you get vaccinated, you are going to be completely fine and not get COVID, that's misinformation. If anybody says that the vaccines are 100% safe, that there are no side effects or no risk of death, okay, that's misinformation. The CDC has, you know, we got some risk factors with it. If somebody says that the vaccine will not help at all, now that's misinformation. I think the vaccine does help. If somebody says all you have to do is drink apple cider vinegar and you will be completely fine with COVID, I don't think we have enough studies. I wouldn't take away a doctor's license, but I'd be like, I'd like to see some more studies. But especially anybody saying, if you wear that mask and you will not get COVID, that's misinformation. So everything that I was saying in the way beginning, saying, look, guys, we got to be a little smarter with the masks. We need better masks. We need to understand the vaccine will only offer partial protection. We have to understand there's side effects to everything, so you can't force a person to get it, especially our military. That, which I think is the truth and was always proper information, might be considered misinformation still, according to California Bill AB 2098. So this is dangerous because it's not a bill saying, look, if you're a doctor, because unprofessional conduct is huge. If you have a doctor saying, look, guys, no medicine for your cancer. Don't even treat it. The best thing to do is to squeeze some lemon juice on your breast and it'll handle the breast cancer. That doctor probably shouldn't be practicing. That's kind of unprofessional conduct. But this is specifically about COVID. Well, most of us are kind of being validated now for everything we said in the beginning. And so I'm interested, are they now saying that all the information the CDC was giving in the beginning is the misinformation? We don't know what the misinformation is. We have multiple studies looking at repurposing other medications for COVID. Is that misinformation? When we're studying glucophage, we're studying melatonin, famotidine, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Studies are still going on. There's still clinical trials. Well, then that's not misinformation if you're saying there's still clinical trials looking at it. And there's some trials saying it helps or some trials saying it doesn't. That's not misinformation. So doctors want to know what the hell are they going to get in trouble for? And you know what's going to happen? Doctors are going to be like, I'm not going to say nothing. Because if I say your mask protects you, when it's a half-assed mask that's dirty, that you've been using all summer long or winter long, that's misinformation. If they say, look, get the vaccine, you will not get a side effect to it. You won't get pericarditis or a heart arrhythmia or anything like that, then that's misinformation. If a doctor says the vaccine's 100% safe, you're fine. Is that misinformation? If a doctor says you're going to die from the vaccine, is that misinformation? So doctors are like, what the hell? What do we do? And you don't dink with our licenses. Okay, we doctors, can I just speak for some of us doctors? I won't speak for all of us. We doctors have been very, very patient. We have been busting our ass. I haven't had one day off since 2019 because it has been just, I mean, people have been sick. This COVID, I have seen cases that have just destroyed people, and the amount of pathology we have and people not having medical access is mind-boggling. And I have been working my butt off. These other doctors on the front line have been working their butts off. And you're going to threaten them when you don't even have information that's consistent and the CDC keeps changing their information. This is some BS right here. And you better not be taking away doctors' licenses or speaking the truth. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I send an email. I forget I sent that email. A couple years later, somebody said, you know, did you ever get this? I wrote you back. I could go back into my email and I could pull up an email from a couple years ago. I could pull up pictures from years ago. On Facebook, it'll bring up my memories on Facebook. Bring up pictures from 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. It's cool. Upload stuff to clouds. Save my pictures. We use a lot of data. We're storing a lot. Every now and then I think about, is that storage space ever finite? Will we ever run out of space? And then I don't think about it because that depresses me. I don't want to be told that I won't be able to save another selfie. Well, apparently, we do have another crisis. Not as sexy as some of the other crises that get reported on. But scientists are saying that we are heading towards a global data storage crisis. The data sphere is set to increase by 300% in the year 2025, and there is not enough storage to handle the influx. Scientists at Aston University are developing new technology to provide surfaces with channels less than 5 nanometers in width. That is 10,000 times smaller than the width of human hair. Now, I am no techie. I don't understand how computers work. But for those of you who do, I'm sure you guys are nodding, going, yeah, we're kind of clueless with how we're storing. I think we have, is it called Switch? In Vegas, Las Vegas, there's a big, huge, looks like warehouse. And I asked my husband, what is that? And he said, that's data. That holds our data. I'm like, well, I hope nobody ever bombs it or anything like that. And I hope somebody's protecting it. That's kind of walled off. And I'm like, you know, they're going to need a bigger boat. It's just, and you think to yourself, okay, it takes up that much square footage. It takes up that much square acreage. But, man, everything is on data now. And I understand and I can appreciate the concept of space because as a physician, when you had paper charts, I remember when we first moved into my office, we had a wall that we would put the charts up. Well, we got busy. We needed two walls. We then needed to buy extra space. We needed to buy extra rent, take extra rent to be able to move into the suite next to us to put more charts in there. And the charts kept growing and they got bigger. People had, they were coming in, and coming in for years and their charts got bigger and bigger. And then we were about to go electronic when I got offered a job to teach. But man, it costs money to have space and you need space. And even if something's electronic, you need data, you need storage. How many of you guys have been told that you can't take any more pictures on your phone or you can't download any more apps? Not enough storage. And then you have to pay more. I think I'm paying monthly fees. I don't know what I'm paying for more storage right now. It looks like it is finite. So Aston University, they are now scrambling, these scientists, to develop a plan that does not involve building more servers that currently use up to 1.5% of the world's electricity. Well, they're scrambling to develop a plan. I don't know if that's a typo. They said to tackle this problem, the team is developing new technology to provide surfaces with channels less than 5 nanometers in width, around 10,000 times smaller than the width of human hair. Dr. Matt Derry is leading the project, according to Daily Mail, saying simply building new data centers without improving data storage technologies is not viable. Increasingly, we face the risk of a so-called data storage crunch, and improved data storage solutions are imperative to keep up with the demands. So according to the IDC, International Data Corporation, the consequence of this increasing reliance on data will be a never-ending expansion into the size of the global data sphere. The report estimated zettabytes. You know how we have gigabytes, megabytes? There's zettabytes, which is a measure of digital storage capacity. In 2019, we were at 45 zettabytes. By 2025, we're going to be at 175 zettabytes. One zettabyte is equivalent to a trillion gigabytes. Man. So if you're in computer science, you're going to get it. I'd say computer science is the way to go if you guys are looking for a career. If you were able to store the entire global data sphere on DVDs, I love these analogies. I love it when they kind of put it into something more visual for me because I just don't understand what a zettabyte is. If you were able to store the entire global data sphere, they say, on DVDs, then you would have to stack a single-layer Blu-ray disc that get you to the moon 23 times or circle the Earth 222 times. Okay, that's a lot of data. By the way, I didn't have Blu-ray for long. I don't know much about Blu-ray because I had VCR. Then we had the discs. And then I remember some people were like, it's on Blu-ray. And I think Blu-ray lasted a couple years, and then everything went to cable, and the whole digital platform. So I don't think I ever had a Blu-ray player. So when I hear people say Blu-ray, I feel like I missed out on a big chunk of the teens and maybe the early 2000s, but I never had Blu-ray. It's interesting. So people are still bringing up Blu-ray. They say this dramatic increase is imminent, and Dr. Derry and his team hope to find out a solution before time runs out. They're exploiting advanced polymer chemistry as a pathway to increase the amount of data that can be housed on storage media. Increasing the efficiency of existing technologies will significantly reduce the need for costly, environmentally damaging construction of new mega data centers. Next 3 years are going to be crucial. So back in 2010, the IDC said that 27 zettabytes of data was created and replicated worldwide. This was 3 years after Apple released its first iPhone and 1 year after Samsung's hit the market. That was in 2010. Now everybody and their mother has an iPhone. My mom has an iPhone. No. My mom has a smartphone. It's not an iPhone. I think she has the other. And she uses it. She loves it. She uses it. And now she's making data. Now she's taking pictures. Now she's uploading. I'm like, oh boy. My mom has a lot of data. Once you add my mom, yeah, we're going to be in trouble. They said these two devices likely kickstarted the speed of data growth that we see today. Data shows an incredible jump between 2019 and 2020 from 41 zettabytes to 64.2 zettabytes due to people working from personal devices amid lockdowns at shuttered offices. And it is. It compounds. And it rises exponentially. I mean, how many emails do I get a day? I get, 250 emails by lunchtime. And I have to sift through all those. Junk doesn't always find it. My email box is almost full. And I have to dump old emails. It's ridiculous. So IDC predicts 80% of global data will be unstructured by 2025. So this is just another example of how our infrastructure has trouble catching up. We do something that we like, that we're excited about. Let's do electronic medical records. We'll save money on space, on sweet space. We'll have all the records on a computer. It'll make things easy when you have to transfer records. And they're right. Electronic medical records was like sliced bread. It was exciting. But I worried about the downfall. I'm like, wait a second. What if somebody hacks in? And then they could get all the personal information. The pap smear results, the mammogram results, the prostate results. What about hacking? What about data storage? When I started to look at the plans of what you would have to pay, I'm like, well, that's a lot of money. It might be cheaper just to keep the charts. Actually, to convert was thousands of dollars. Luckily, I left before I did that because I was afraid I would do it and then I'd get a job and then, you know. But converting to, that was a lot of money. And I was just worried that, you know, and then what if this system doesn't, the software doesn't support it. How many times have you guys spent a boat load of money on a system, and then all of a sudden you find out that system is, there's no more software, that it's going out, so you have to convert? See, if I'm going electronic, I'm thinking it's a one deal. I can't tell you how many times we're being told they don't make that anymore. They don't, you know, so the pricing is ridiculous. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on. And, if they could salvage their storage. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. It's another day for one of the biggest winter storms in years, and it's happening just as millions of us are traveling. Or trying to.
There's going to be a lot of travel impacts over the next few days with this Arctic air, the deepening low, the high winds across a good part of the country, so I anticipate major impacts.
Senior forecaster Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service. Flying is no easy task. FlightAware's Misery Index shows nearly 600 delayed flights already today and about 24 cancellations. Looks like Ukraine's President Zelensky is making it to Washington for a meeting with President Biden and a speech to Congress tonight. Lawmakers continue to hash out the federal spending bill, and one loser in that budget could be millions on Medicaid. The bill would let the nation's public health emergency over COVID-19 expire. That would end Medicaid health insurance for millions as of April 1st. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So something that I never thought that we would be talking about, or it being an issue in this day and age, are little kids tipping drag queen dancers. Apparently, this is a thing. And I've gone to Legends in Concert. I love that show. Frank Marino's fantastic. You know, drag shows where they're performers who perform as, they're men who perform as Celine Dion, perform as Dolly Parton, perform as Whitney Houston. The voices, the artistry is amazing. And they're dressed. No nudity, fantastic shows. But apparently there's a thing. And school me on this, right, because I've never been to one of these, where it's almost like a, I don't want to say like a strip club, but it's a more provocative sort of show that happens during the day where kids can go and then tip the dancers. Now, it's interesting. I've seen some of the clips where some of the dancers and drag queens are provocatively dressed. And I think any cis, trans, male, female individual needs to understand if there's kids, there's kind of a dress code. And so I am a little, you know, shocked when you see videos of kids tipping. I mean, my boys, I told my boys, if they go to strip club, they got to be of age. That's just, being exposed to people in drag is one thing. There's a lot of individuals who identify as male, female. I've had patients who have family members. And so if Aunt Louise wants to now be Uncle Louie, it's fine. Kids will learn, now it's Uncle Louie, etc. But in terms of provocative dances and tipping, and that does start to kind of, we don't want Chippendales dancing in front of the kids. We don't want anybody doing provocative dancing and partial nudity or low-cut clothing in front of kids. Kids are supposed to be watching, maybe not Barney anymore, but, Muppets and Blue's Clues and Dora the Explorer and things like that. So apparently there's been a lot of debate and drama because there's a bill in Tennessee that is classifying drag as an adult cabaret and banning performances in front of children. Now, this is what happens when we have laws, because then, rather than going, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do, this realistic. You can wear whatever, you could, sing, you could perform, you could whatever, but, provocative type stuff in front of the kids, no. But that's not, this is, any sort of person who is trans or drag queen will not be able to do a performance in front of kids. And the bill had to be proposed because, again, things went too far. And, it's frustrating because we don't have to have this much drama. We don't have to have this much controversy. And it seems like things just get pushed too far. Just like with schools. I understand that a lot of kids have parents that you can't talk to. I couldn't talk to my parents. I couldn't ask them about sex. I couldn't ask them anything. If I did, I'd get whipped. Couldn't bring it up. In fact, I tried. I asked a question. My father threw a shoe at my head. Couldn't say anything. So any information I got, I ended up getting from my friends who were at the school. I understand schools see this part of parenting. But also, anything that is this, serious as to having surgery that might be requested to alter one's gender, that will involve some doctors. That will involve parents. That will involve caretakers, guardians. And so when, you have these rules saying, we don't have to tell parents, we don't have to, it just goes too far. So we go too far. And then the bills that come go too far. And so here we are. What's going on is, I guess there's a bill proposed by Republican Senator Jack Johnson aims to restrict where drag events can take place so that children are not exposed to sexually explicit material. Veronica Electronica, a drag queen at Nashville's Five Points Diner and Bar, hosts a popular drag brunch. Now, there are drag brunches. Drag brunches has been around. But the reason why now it's controversial is because they're becoming more popular and kids are there. It wasn't much of an issue. None of these drag shows were issues or controversial because they were adult venues. You could go to the Riviera in Las Vegas years ago to see Legends in concert, and then it was at the Tropicana. These are very, and I got to tell you, man, the talent of these drag queens are, and I don't even know if we're going to even be able to call them drag queens. These are people that are identifying as female singers. And man, the voices are fantastic, but they're adult shows. And I gotta admit, even like if it's a concert, they're appropriately dressed. They could be anywhere, and if they sing the national anthem at a game, it's fine. But some of these, I saw twerking. I don't want to see any male, female, trans, female, transgender, male twerking in front of a kid. And so, you know, maybe what they need to do, because now this is, I think it's Senate Bill 3, the controversy just, you know, no sexually inappropriate content around kids, or there has to be, just like, you know, the rated G movies versus the, there has to be ratings, you know, and if parents are comfortable with the kids seeing a PG movie or a PG-13, that's between the parents and the kid. So, I don't know what the answer is. I'm not here to make policy, but I just get very frustrated that we're spending all this time. And we're spending all this effort, and we're becoming more and more divided over something like a drag queen brunch. And it, we have possible World War III at our doorstep. We have a crisis, of an economic crisis that has begun, and we're predicting is getting worse next year. We have the worst education in the world. I don't want to say the world, but we have some really, really bad education where kids are not learning math. They're not learning. They're having major issues passing tests that other students in other countries can easily pass. And if we don't, and we also have a huge national security crisis. But what gets the headlines and what is getting a lot of the drama and a lot of our senators' attention? Who is allowed to twerk in front of a child? So, now, Tennessee Equality Project Director Chris Sanders said, what does it mean when someone who is dancing shakes their hips? Cheerleaders clearly do it. Dance teams do it. If a drag queen does it, does that suddenly make it sexual? Well, and then that's going to be the next question. What makes it sexual? If you're seeing body parts, and if somebody is scantily dressed, would that be a definition of sexual? But when you see the cheerleader, I mean, watching the NFL cheerleaders, they're hardly wearing anything. Also, so we have to spend a lot of time and effort redefining this. And it frustrates me because I think it could have been so much easier, you know? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. There's a poll that's out that shows that most parents are jealous of their kids. Now, a lot of parents will say, look, I had to walk up both, I had to walk to school uphill in the snow, both ways. I tried that with my kids, and they're like, I thought you went to school in Phoenix and in Las Vegas. Well, there was snow, and there was hail. Many of us will say, look, okay, when I was in school, I'll do this to my kids when they act spoiled. I'm like, I had to work 36-hour shifts, 37-plus, especially if it was daylight savings time change, and I got stuck on call when everybody else got an extra hour of sleep. You know, and I couldn't eat, and I couldn't pee, and I had my period, and I had all this. And I tell my kids this, you know, when they were younger, when I thought they were starting to get too soft. When they were little, they'd watch Hell's Kitchen with me. Hell's Kitchen would be on, and Gordon Ramsay's yelling. And you would see, like, oh, wow, he's pretty good. This is when they were young. He's intimidating. I go, he was nothing compared to the doctors I trained under. Please. He's a kitten compared to that. And they look at me and you know, maybe I over exaggerated, but I don't think so. Stuff was thrown at me. Somebody stabbed me with a needle because he was mad at me when we were in the middle of surgery because I wasn't moving my hands quick enough or whatever. And so, you know, we will, as parents, try to check our kids, you know, put them in their place going, look, I had it harder, you know. But are we jealous of them? Well, a study shows that some people are really jealous of them. Now, not jealous in a mean way, but a more of a nostalgic way. Like, you got, I wish I had a childhood as yours. Now, I don't know if I feel that way because, you know, I have a lot of bad memories, you know, as a child. There's a lot of things I dislike, and I don't even want to think about half of my childhood. But some of the things I did like was, you know, Christmas morning and how, you know, everybody was enjoying presents and it was Christmas time, or for us, Hanukkah. You know, that's a good memory. You know, you're watching, you know, your favorite cartoon. Like Saturday morning would be about cartoons. You know, and watching Roadrunner. I would watch the BBB, the Coyote and the Roadrunner. Those are things. Ernie and Bert. That brings some nice nostalgia. And my kids, they didn't grow up with Bert and Ernie. You know, they might have had Blue's Clues, and I think Brock had Teletubbies, but you know, they didn't really like a lot of that, because by then they started to have different things. They started to have more, you know, they had movies and technical, and just things just changed. So it's interesting. This study, it's a survey that asked 2,000 parents of children between the ages of 5 and 18 to reflect on their own childhoods, revealing what they miss most about being a kid and not having responsibilities. 67% miss the, you know, not having responsibilities as a kid. 57% stress-free. Half said they missed their childhood friends, 53%. Having family gatherings, 52%. Celebrating the holidays, 52%. And respondents talked about what brought them back to their childhoods. Well, favorite childhood movies and TV shows, 65%. The holidays, 51%. Certain sounds, like an ice cream truck. Jingles, 48%. Those are the top three things that instantly reminded them of their youth. So that's for the nostalgia. But this mini brands, Disney and One Poll, looked a little bit deeper. And 3 in 4 parents will reminisce about their youth often or always. So that's interesting. 75% think about their youth a lot. I don't. I don't want to remember a lot of things. A lot of us, you know, so I guess it depends. Those who really, really loved their childhood, maybe, you know, but those who didn't, there's a lot of us that repress, suppress memories, things, you know. You know, I'll find some pictures, and when I find old pictures, I get depressed. I don't necessarily am like, oh, that was a wonderful day. You know, it was, so, you know, it's interesting. And I love my mom, I love my dad made recipes, love my family, but it wasn't, I don't look back, and I'm usually a positive person. When you ask me about medical school, you know, and they say, God, that must have been rough. Oh, no, I only think happy thoughts. I only remember the happy parts. I mean, yeah, you do remember the tough times, but if you tell me, was I happy in medical school? I say, yeah. Was I happy in college? Was I happy working? Was I happy trying to raise a family? And yeah, those were happy times. So maybe I remember more. I think what we'll do is we will gravitate towards what was more, whatever gave you, I guess, happy memories. It's interesting that a lot of people will reminisce about their past a lot. 2 in 3 parents admit their kids' childhoods are much better than theirs. 67%, they think kids now have more opportunities in life, more access to technology, receive more affection than they did as kids. So that's interesting. 56% that their kids get more affection. I do. I don't want to say I smother my boys, but I mean, I tell them I love them all the time. I give them kisses. I hug them. And they are very huggy. My kids are more, I always thought, you know, because in our family, we rarely kissed, hugged, touched each other. It still is awkward when the family gets together. We're not close, but with my family, my smaller family, I mean, I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger. We cuddle. We get under the blanket, watching a movie. But I didn't have that growing up. We weren't very, very touchy. Which was very interesting because in medical school, first year, we had to go into this hospital to look at patients and veterans. And you had to go and examine the eye. And the doctor was saying, get closer. Well, we had to respect space. You weren't allowed to get close. Because if you did, and somebody said, they're touching me, you'd get smacked, you'd get hit. So in my family, you don't go up to somebody. And I'm trying to go up to examine someone's eye. And I had to get up where my nose was almost touching. It was very awkward. And it took me a long time in medical school to be able to get into somebody's space and touch them. It was just awkward for me. And I was able to do it now. I do it now. I'm very touchy. I'm like, what's this? What's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, what? Is that a mole? Oh, let me tell you. So now my hands are all over people. But back then, that was tough. But I think a lot of parents do look at how they might have been raised, how they might have been disciplined, and then they want to be different and they want to do it differently. Now, though, one criticism a lot of parents have is these kids aren't getting their butts whooped. Now, I'm not a fan of corporal punishment. I don't think spankings work. But I got to tell you, I've seen some kids that they you know, maybe they would have benefited from a butt whooping. And so I do see a lot of spoiledness. My kids would be at a party, and I would see some of their kids throw these temper tantrums or demand some things, and the mom run. And my kids would look at me like, you see, Mom? Their mom, that works on their mom. And I'm like, oh, hell no. You try that. You try that, you're out of the house. You know, it's interesting. My kid would mumble a lot, one of them. So I'd ask him, you know, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner? So I made this gruel. It's like peas and graham crackers and beef, whatever. Put on a plate. Served it to him later that night. He's like, what is this? That's what you wanted to eat. What? You said, that's exactly what it is. I wanted mac and cheese. You didn't say mac and cheese. You didn't enunciate. That's what you got. You're so mean. I go eat it. My other boy would always say, I want poo-poo. What do you want for dinner? Poo-poo. Okay, we didn't get asked what we want to eat, but me, as a parent, us Gen X's, we're asking our kids what they want to eat. Poo-poo. You want poo-poo? I went outside, got some dog poo-poo, stuck it on a paper plate. When it was time to serve dinner, there you go. What's this? You said you wanted poo-poo. I was joking. I took seriously. I can't understand a joke. If you want dinner, now you're going to have to wait because I'm going to have to now make you something else. 1-877, that's how we're going.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community.
If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.